Hey, rock and rollers, it's Whiskey and Rock, a backstage pass to learn about whiskey and spirits and hear stories from industry insiders and rock stars, real life rock stars. So get ready and join your hosts D-Rock and JR for the VIP whiskey experience you've been waiting for. Welcome to the Whiskey and Rock Show.
All right, so anyone that knows me knows one of my favorite everyday pours, bang for the buck, is Rebel.
Absolutely.
Like the, yeah, just love the Rebel 100. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So the fine folks at Lux Row are about to release a new version of Rebel 100. This one, though, is aged 6 years.
Okay.
And it showed up today.
Nice.
We just opened the box and like, oh, we got to have this on like right now. So we may be trying this before you can buy it, I think.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm a big Rebel fan. That was probably one of the first, like outside of like Jack and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That was probably one of the first bottles that I bought because everyone just kept saying for like 50 at the time, you know, for $15,
yes,
you're not going to find a better value in bourbon than this.
Yeah.
And they weren't wrong.
Yeah. And it's a weeded bourbon. So this is a handcrafted according to the original time honored weeded recipe since 1849. The new edition will be available nationwide later this month at a suggested retail of $59.99. So let's get a nose on this one. That's a Rebel nose.
Yeah.
Kind of smells like that place on the hill.
Yeah. Get some sweetness out of it.
Yes. It says aroma containing rich scents of vanilla and honey.
Yep. I get that.
I think they
nailed that.
Nailed that. Yes.
It even looked, I mean, just looking at it in the bottle and in the Glencairn, I mean, it looks like honey.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it's kind of got that color.
All right. Let's try it.
That's good.
It is. It says.
It's grainy from the wheat.
Mm-hmm.
You get the grain, but it's very sweet. There's a sweetness to it.
It is. It says a palate of dark fruit followed by citrus and oak.
Yep.
And a velvety smooth finish with just a hint of spice.
Yeah. I get that oak. I mean, honestly, if I didn't know what I was drinking, I would almost say it was rye.
I could see that.
Just because that
on the back of your tongue, there's that little spice.
There's that spice and a little bit of the graininess of it. This is good.
Yeah.
It's definitely different from,
from
normal Rebel.
It is.
Yeah. Which I think is only, 4 years old?
Yes. So you're adding a couple years.
Yeah.
So my question is, does the extra 2 years take you from almost what's now a $19 bottle?
Yeah, I think it's like $19.
To a $59 bottle.
Yeah.
I think I might be staying with the regular Rebel 100.
Yeah, I think that's a stretch.
This is really good.
Yeah. If you've got $60 burning a hole in your pocket.
Yes.
And you're a Rebel fan, by all means.
Yeah.
Jump all over it. But I don't think you're going to get the value that you get from the regular Rebel.
Right. According to master distiller John Rimpey, he says Rebel 100 6-year demonstrates that age is never a bad thing. The combination of spotlighting our original recipe and aging it for 6 years resulted in a rich and rebellious full-flavor bourbon that I think will resonate with consumers. 6 years is a long time to wait, but the wait was worth it.
So they're making a big deal about this being an original recipe from 1849. So does that mean that the Rebel that's on the shelf now is a different recipe?
I don't think so, but
I don't know. I'd just be curious about that.
Unless it's is it the original Heaven Hill recipe from 1849?
I don't know
if that's where they're getting it still, which I mean, I'm assuming, but
yeah, and maybe that's, and that could be a reason, you know, if there is a difference in recipe, that could be maybe a reason why it does, because it does taste quite a bit different from Rebel 100.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that could be a reason why too. Because they don't actually list the mash bill, do they?
They do not.
They just say it's a different recipe.
Yep.
But yeah.
Or is this coming from the parent company?
Could MGP? Be. Could be.
So it could be they're weeded.
Yeah, because they said say it's the original recipe. They're not saying it's from the original producer.
No. It just says handcrafted according to the original time-honored weeded recipe since 1849.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if this was from MGP.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't either.
Yep. It's not, bad.
It's not bad at all.
It's just not, you know, what I think you and I are accustomed to when we talk about Rebel 100. It is very much a different product.
Yes. We'll definitely have to A/B this.
Yeah.
With the other Rebel.
Yeah. I'd be curious.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. Like I said, it's good. I just don't know if it's $59.99 good.
Yeah, I think that's the holdup. I mean, I think this was like $39.99.
Yeah.
I think that would be in the wheelhouse for it.
Yes.
You know, they're doing the $10 for every year. So I get that.
Right.
But yeah, I think that might be going to 60 might be a little bit of a stretch.
Right.
But
yeah.
Again, but if you can find it somewhere and try it,
give it a shot.
It's good. It's mm-hmm. it's by no means bad at all.
Yeah, or get a pour at your local bar, restaurant.
Yeah.
See what you think. Well, this next one, number two, that I'm really excited for this one. So I think since episode maybe two?
Yeah.
We've had Yellowstone has been on. So that's been a long running thing on the show. We've been fans of Yellowstone, like what they're doing. And so this product right here is hitting shelves right now. This is the new Yellowstone Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, finished in rum cask.
This is 100 proof.
This is 100 proof. So this is the second release in the Yellowstone Special Finishes Collection. Yellowstone Rum Cask Finish. This is the latest inspiration from Limestone Branch Distillery, Master Distiller Stephen Beam. It just hit retail shelves this month. This is aged 4 years, bottled at 100 proof, and $49.99. So let's get the nose. You definitely get this little sweeter nose.
Yeah.
Kind of peanutty, almost. That's kind of...
Yeah, I could get kind of weird.
It's like a rummy. Yeah. This says on the nose you should get gingerbread, poached pear, and fresh cut hay.
I don't get any of that.
I don't either.
I mean, to me, this is like really sweet. I get maybe even some honey or like a vanilla honey.
Yes.
Like I like the nose.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't get the gingerbread. I definitely don't get the hay.
I don't either.
Yeah.
It says it starts with Yellowstone's traditional bourbon mash bill and then aged for 9 weeks in casks that previously held rum distilled using molasses from sugarcane grown in the rich, fertile soils and tropical Caribbean climate of Cuba.
Okay.
All right. Let's see.
Let's try.
Cheers. If you gave this to me blind, I would not pick out a rum cask finish.
No, I don't get very much rum. I get sweet.
Yeah.
It's definitely got sweetness to it. And the rum, I guess, is very subtle.
Yeah. So this is on the palate, toasted marshmallow, creme brulee, toffee, and toasted oak.
I wouldn't necessarily say any of those, but I do get a sweetness to it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like that vanilla, kind of carries through a little bit. A little bit of the oak. It's got some spice to it.
Yeah. The finish says tobacco, clove, and cocoa seasoned with a honey. So
this is a lot spicier than I was expecting it to be.
Me too.
It's like a pepper spice.
Yeah.
It's kind of right there, like in the middle of the tongue.
Mm-hmm. I've had some rum finished bourbons before, and you know it's rum.
Yeah. Yeah. The Wild Turkey Voyage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Still this, I would have no clue.
Yeah. If you're looking for something that where you want to taste the rum,
mm-hmm.
you probably want to find a different
bottle. Probably want to go a different way. But
for what it is, it's good.
Like, this is really good.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's good. I just have a hard time, like you said, if someone gave it to you blind, I have a hard time believing them that this was a rum finish. Rum cask finish.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would guess a toasted before I would guess a rum, probably.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it does have quite a bit going on.
It does.
So there is some complexity to it, but I can't find that rum.
I can't either. That's crazy. Rum usually just punches.
Like, yeah. Oh,
there it is.
Yeah. You know, you're drinking something that was finished in rum.
Mm-hmm. Trying to chew on it. It's really good. I like it. Like $49. Yeah.
Yeah. It's got the oak. It's got the spice. It's got sweetness. I mean, it's got everything you're looking for in a good bourbon. And it kind of checks the boxes.
Yeah.
Just not sure it's checking all the boxes that it's claiming to be.
If it's not checking the rum box, maybe.
Yeah. But this was, you know, for $50 though, I mean, it's still good.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. I mean, I'll say this about Yellowstone. They typically price their thing, their releases well.
Yep. Yeah, I agree.
They do 100%. A good job with that.
Yep. So if you want more information on this one, you can just go to limestonebranch.com or yellowstonebourbon.com or instagram.com/yellowstonebourbon. And if you want more information on the Rebel 100 6-year, just go to luxco.com.
Yep.
So you know what next week is?
I think it's our 1-year anniversary,
Anniversary, yes. So let's celebrate.
Yeah.
Let's bring in a bottle. Like bring in some fun bottle you love maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, knowing you is going to be an 80 proof something. Yeah. I don't know.
I'll bring in my special basil, Hayden.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, bring in the basil. Yeah. So yeah, we're going to have fun next week. Just kind of celebrating the past year, looking forward to next year. So definitely come back for that one.
Yeah.
And yeah, thanks for joining us today. And thanks again to the folks at Luxco with the Rebel 100 6-year and Yellowstone for the straight bourbon whiskey finished in rum casks. Yeah. And until next week.
Cheers.
Cheers.
It doesn't end here. For all things whiskey and rock, and for info on how to join our Patreon, just visit our website at whiskeyandrock.com. That's whiskey, A-N-D, rock. And of course, follow us, share us, do it, like it, love it. Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Whiskey and Rock.
Whiskey and Rock is produced by Meadman and is a Wise Company production. Our show is brought to you by Zoom. For more information, go to zoomcorp.com.